Hey, good afternoon, good evening, or whenever you happen to be listening to this. This is the Beers and Belts podcast. I am your host, Phil Price. This podcast is coming straight out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And right now we are going to be getting into full gear. This is going to be the full gear preview. So let's jump right into it. First, we're going to go over the Christian Cage with Jurassic Express versus the Super Click of Adam Cole and the Young Bucks, which I don't know if at this point, can we just say Christian Cage is part of Jurassic Express because that is who he's aligned himself with? I expect this to be an awesome match. Every one of these guys is a fantastic worker. I think the weak link in this will probably be Luchasaurus. He'll probably have a couple big man spots that they'll throw out there. But with the Super Click having Adam Cole coming in, I think that they're going to come out on top in this one. I don't expect this to get the time that it probably should, especially being a trios match. But this is just such a loaded card that they're going to have to cut some time off here and there to make time for some of the other matches. From there, let's talk about the Darby Allin versus MJF. This has had an awesome build leading up to it. I expect Darby Allin to win. I think this is going to be a face win, and I think it'll be either a clean win from Darby Allin, and if there is any kind of interference, it's going to be interference with Wardlow trying to help MJF win, which ultimately will lead to the next feud for MJF versus him and Wardlow, because we know that's coming at some point. But you know, Allin has just been phenomenal. MJF is phenomenal on the mic. It'll probably be a shorter match as well, but I think it's going to be filled with big spots from Darby Allin, a bunch of heel work from MJF, and I expect it to be a good, entertaining match with Darby Allin coming out on top is my pick there. So next, let's talk about the one that I'm probably least excited about, the Inner Circle versus American Top Team. I've just, throughout this whole process, I've never really been into this match, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that I just get so irritated listening to Dan Lambert, and it's not heel heat like you get from MJF, where he's a clear heel and you like hearing what he has to say. I just don't want to see Dan Lambert talk at all. It's just, it's annoying. I feel like part of this has buried some of what they've been doing in AEW. So, you know, I'm ready for this to just get through and move on. I think it's going to be a clear Inner Circle victory. I expect Dan Lambert to tap out probably to Chris Jericho, because that's kind of who the feud has really been between. So, you know, I think that's going to be how that one ends up. American Top Team will just probably disappear after this. We'll never hear about any of them again, unless any of them cross over and actually get into wrestling. You know, I could see Paige VanZant coming over and fitting into the women's division like a Ronda Rousey type person. I think she'd fit well. You know, Junior Dos Santos, I think, could come in and be a big guy as well. It'll be interesting to see how they play that match out. I mean, you're going to have some spots where it's going to be, you know, Chris Jericho versus Dan Lambert. You're going to have Junior Dos Santos versus Jake Hager. You're going to have Sammy Guevara versus probably Ethan Page or Scorpio Sky. There will be a couple good spots, and I'm sure it'll come out and be an okay match, but I think Inner Circle will come out on top, and I think that Dan Lambert is going to end up tapping out as a result. He's okay looking weak in this, and everybody else comes out on top and looks good. So next, let's talk about Bryan Danielson and Miro. I'm not sure if this was the route that they wanted to go, obviously, with Jon Moxley going into treatment, and good for him for recognizing that he needed to do that. I'm glad that he's gotten a lot of support from the leadership and from the fans and from the locker room. It's great to see everybody getting behind him. And I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, it's something that a lot of people deal with, and a lot of people have relatives that have dealt with it. So it hits people closer to home more so than you may think. So Bryan Danielson versus Miro, I expect this to be a phenomenal match. I bet they go a good 20 minutes on this one, and it's just going to come down to probably Danielson tapping out to Miro. would be my guess. And I know that sounds a little off. How can you have Danielson take a loss? But to Miro, who, if you're looking at him in isolation, it should be a Danielson win. But if you're looking past this match, you have to remember the winner of this is going to be facing the winner of the Kenny Omega Hangman Page match, which I expect, we'll get to that in a minute, but I expect that to be a Hangman Page victory. So you wouldn't want to have Page and Danielson going at each other face versus face. And then who do you pick to lose that at this point? That would make a tough call. So I think you can have Hangman Page win that one against Miro, and it looks a lot cleaner. I think it would be expected for Miro to lose, and he just is Teflon to losses. I mean, he still is going to come out and look like a monster. So with that, I think it's going to be a Miro victory over Page. I expect it to be an awesome match. I think it's going to be a long match. It's going to be a lot of good spots. And, I mean, both these guys are just pros. They know how to go, and they can do it for a long time. It'll be a good one. So build for that. You know, it's an Eliminator tournament match, so there hasn't been a huge build other than just the tournament itself. But, you know, both the guys are good on the mic. Both the guys are good in the ring. It'll be good. Next, let's talk about CM Punk and Eddie Kingston, which each week has gotten better and better, and I am so excited to see this one play out. You know, Eddie Kingston in the ring is very average, but on the microphone, he's fantastic. So this feud playing out through promos has been great because Kingston can talk, Punk can talk, and they both faces. I know they're trying to make Eddie Kingston a heel in this, but he's not. People love him. Face first face. I think there will probably be some opportunity here to turn one of these guys heel. I would love to see CM Punk turn heel, but I don't think that's able to happen. You know, they both kind of have that Stone Cold in the 90s mentality of a badass face. So, but I expect CM Punk to win. You know, he's coming back still. I say, you know, I know he's been back for a while, but he's coming back. He's not going to take a loss to Eddie Kingston. I don't think this will be a super long match either. I think the longer that this match goes on, I think Eddie Kingston will be exposed a little bit. So I expect it to be probably a 10-minute match. I think there will probably be a good promo before the match starts. And I think the video package before this is going to be phenomenal. So the video package may be better than the match itself. Looking forward to seeing that, how that plays out. I think it'll be a fun one. From there, let's talk about AEW Tag Team Championship. So Lucha Brothers versus FTR. We've seen this one before. I expect this to be another really good match. These guys are fantastic. They have great chemistry together. I hope it's a clean match. I hope there's no screwy finish or anything like that. It wouldn't shock me if there is, but I could see this one going either way. FTR took the AAA championships off the Lucha Brothers. It could go either way. And down the road, where does it go? I think it's probably better for the Lucha Brothers to retain. So that's what I'm going to go with. FTR has the AAA titles, and they may play a part in this match. I expect it to be just a good match with a bunch of good spots and Lucha Brothers coming out on top and keeping those championships. I don't know how long this one will be because we've seen this before. I don't know if they'll make it a really long match or if they'll just kind of have it as a 15-minute match. It'll be a good one, though. So Lucha Brothers on top there. So getting into AEW Women's Championship, this is one that I've gotten more and more into each week, which would say they're doing good booking because that's what's supposed to happen. You should get into it more and more each week, right? I'd like to see Tay Conti come out on top of this one. I think Baker has had a good run with the title. I think it would be a good opportunity for this to change hands here. I could see him keeping it on Britt Baker. She's good as a heel champion, and it's always better for the face to chase the title. Tay Conti wins. I don't know if she is as easily booked in that role. So I'd like to see her win. It will probably be Britt Baker retaining the title. And I think ultimately they're thinking Ruby Soho is going to be the next person to come out on top over Britt Baker. I think that she has more credibility with a larger audience. I think it may bring in some viewers from the other side of the table. But I expect it to be a good match. Baker can work. Conte can work. Conte has had a couple matches that were a little sloppy with chemistry, but they tightened up as the match went on. So I think it'll be a decent match. I don't expect it to be a long one. Probably 10 to 15 minutes would be my guess in that one. And finally, let's talk about Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page, which this is the one that a lot of people have been waiting for. This is the big match. This is where I hope to see Hangman Page finally get his redemption story and come away with the title. I really believe that this will be a clean match. I think they will tease some interference. Obviously, I mean, there has been interference throughout this whole feud with, you know, the rest of the Elite and Superclick and all of them. I think that will be teased. I don't think it'll play a part in the finish. I think the finish will be clean, and I think Hangman Page is going to come away with the victory in this. And it's going to be a huge celebration. This will definitely be the main event. Dark Order, I'm sure, will come out and help celebrate, and we'll see where that goes. I think a better story or better question is, how long does Page hold on to this title? And, you know, who follows up? So, you know, we said Miro would likely be winning that match to make him the number one contender. So then you have face versus heel. It's easier for him to come out on top in that match. But faces are always better chasing the title. So, you know, I wonder how long they will keep him in that role. He's obviously a fan favorite. People love him. It'd be great to see him hold on to it for a little bit. I think it just brings about more booking complications having him there, because, you know, the whole thing with this story is it's so great that he is finally overcome Kenny Omega, finally gotten the championship. And, you know, if you've been watching for a while, it was predicted that he was going to be the first champion. There was talk there about him becoming the first champion. So this has been a long time coming. People absolutely love him. It's going to be a huge crowd reaction when he finally does get the win. I'm sure there will be lots of chants during this match, and I think it'll be fun, and I expect it to be a long one. I think a 30-minute match is a realistic time frame for this one. I think it will be big spots. I think there will be a lot of false finishes. I think there will be some opportunities for screwiness. There will probably be a weapon or interference used at some point that leads to a very close, very long two count. So, but I expect, like I said, I expect Hangman Page to come away on top in that one. So that's it. That's how the card looks right now. I'm sure there's going to be something else that gets thrown on the card. You know, we'll see something in the buy-in as well. And I wonder if they'll put another match into the main card here between Dynamite and Rampage just to have one more. Don't know who we'd be looking at. Ruby Soho is not anywhere to be seen on this card, so I'm sure something will pop up there. There's only that one women's match. So I expect they'll fit another women's match in here somewhere as well. So that wouldn't shock me. Okay, so that's all I've got for you guys today. So let's hope this comes out as good as the card looks. Really excited, looking forward to this Saturday. And can I just say how much I love Saturday pay-per-views? As someone who works Monday through Friday, it is great to be able to stay up a little later, have a couple beers, watch the matches, and not have to worry about getting up real early the next morning other than to take the dogs out. Anyway, Full Gear this Saturday. I'll be doing a recap after the show on Sunday, so hope you guys can listen to it.